For many Michigan kids, this is the first week of school. Most classrooms share some basic features: desks, chairs, a blackboard, or maybe a dry erase board. But what makes for a good classroom? That's a question Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer has been asking different people in education for years. She recently got some new answers, and she joins me now. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
You and I are both parents. Your son's in the fourth grade. I have two daughters in elementary school. And every parent, I think, wants their child to have good teachers and a positive experience at school. But beyond that, what got you thinking about what actually makes for a good classroom?
Part of my job is sifting through huge reams of data. I look at school test scores. I look at growth benchmarks. And I have to say, I am often at a real loss about what that means when I'm looking at a school. When we hear stories about, you know, Massachusetts is this top education state, or if you live somewhere in the state that's not Birmingham or West Bloomfield, you know that they're probably doing better than your district. But we don't really have a grasp on what that means. Like, if I walked into one of these magical classrooms in Massachusetts or West Bloomfield, how would it be different from the school my child goes to? What are they doing in these classrooms that is so exceptional?
Well, I'm a product of a Massachusetts high school, but I don't think we need to go there. So.
Well, I went to public school in Alabama, so that's a whole other conversation.
The superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools Community District, Nikolai Vitti, recently met with you and some of your colleagues at the FREEP. You asked him all about classrooms, but first he wanted to talk about what happens outside the classrooms. What did he tell you about school hallways?
So he said when you walk into the school, the first thing is that a hallway should not be full of kids, that the kids you do see moving through the halls should have passes. He said staff should engage you immediately and should set that tone the second you walk in the door, that they're upbeat and that they're purposeful.
In school, each grade or course has its own curriculum, and then there are specific weekly and daily lesson plans, lots of things mapped out by administrators and teachers. But at a more basic level, Vitti wants the kids to know the plan day to day. How so?
When you walk into the classroom, Dr. Vitti says the first thing you should see is on the board there's something succinct about what kids are learning that day. And he noted that when he speaks to a child, he never says, "What are you doing?" He says, "What are you learning?" He wants to hear that that child can give an answer that corresponds to what's on the board and what's happening in class.
Nancy, of course, the tone in the hallways and writing a daily goal on the board aren't as critical as what's actually being taught and how it's being taught. What does Vitti believe are the key components for success?
So throughout this whole description of what makes a great classroom, two things kind of stood out there. Purpose, or what he calls intentionality, and engagement. It's not chaotic. There's purpose behind everything that's happening in the classroom, and that's that piece that connects what's on the board, what the teacher is teaching, what's happening in the student's notebook, whether they know what they're doing, and engagement. You know, is the teacher really connecting with those students?
Your column was published earlier this week, and since then you've heard from readers who said, "Why are we asking the superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools about good classrooms?" Because it's no secret that the schools in Detroit have struggled. What is your response to those readers?
This is a guy who's at the top of his game professionally, and he really knows his stuff. And under his tenure, the Detroit Public School District is making improvements. You know, their test scores went up this year. Now, did they go up in a dramatic fashion? No, of course not. But you know, they're improving. This is a guy who is very different from what people might imagine.
So, Nancy, after all of this, did you come away with any surprises?
You know, he would be the first one to say that resources are important. But the thing that really surprised me about these answers is that they were not resource-driven. These are things that any good teacher who's supported by good administrators can do in a classroom. You know, I kind of thought, you know, in Massachusetts, they're going to have some crazy physics lab with lasers and I don't know, whatever. But you know, this is just good teaching that if you have the right people and you support them and empower them to do their jobs, you know, any district can attain.
Still, lasers would be awesome.
So awesome.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. You can read her columns at freep.com and follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Doug.